All right, it's time for the Property Pulse here at 96.7 TSA FM. Every single Wednesday, we either talk with a realtor or a mortgage broker. And this week, we talk with Lisa DiBernardo from Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm good. Happy to be here, as always.
Yeah, glad to have you back with the Property Pulse.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, Lisa can help you make qualifying for a mortgage easier, and maybe you need a mortgage to buy a home or looking to refinance. So Lisa's going to tell you all about what's happening now. What's going on, Lisa?
I feel, Tom, the real estate and mortgage market is going to be strong to finish out this last quarter of 2024 and coming into 2025. The reason I say that, inventory has increased, with meaning more homes are coming on the market with a more regular pace. While there still is a large demand for homes in Vermont and New Hampshire, the fact that more homes continue to come on the market means for people who are trying to buy, there may be more options available to them. They might find that there's a little bit less competition, so maybe, you know, it's a higher likelihood that their offer might be accepted. Rates, and then the mortgage part of, component to that is that the mortgage market remains very strong. So I spoke last week around the fact that since the Fed moved the benchmark rate, it did actually make mortgage rates go up a teeny bit, but they tick up and down on a daily basis depending on many, many market conditions. And therefore, if there are people who are looking to buy a home, they shouldn't wait for rates to make some sort of move, because there's never a guarantee that they'll go down or, you know, up. There's never a guarantee they'll move in one particular direction. So the point is that when you do find that home that's very special and you want to purchase it, I encourage people to do it.
Yeah, of course,
as long as they're qualified.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I enjoy doing, is helping people get ready to buy a home. And the way I do that is I review things like their income and their credit qualifications. If they need any help around those particular items or advice, I can help them get mortgage ready. If they're already mortgage ready and pre-approved or pre-qualified, even if it's not through me, I'm happy to run a pre-approval for them. The reason being is, with rates changing, you know, it could have changed their buying power. Maybe their buying power went up. We can talk about their budgeting and kind of what is a comfortable payment for them, as well as what is the maximum amount in which they'd qualify. You know, how much money do they have down, and what's the best use of their money around that? And I can help them find the best loan program and the best loan terms possible, because I have many lenders as resources.
Yeah, it's probably more feasible to go see you first than to try to go buy a house and then try to get, you know, because you want to know how much you can afford, right?
Absolutely. So before folks do go looking at homes, it is advisable to go through the pre-approval process. So they can contact me. My website is vtmortgage.com, and they can get all my contact information there or send me messages. I also, on that website, vtmortgage.com, there are many tools. There's tools and information. I have calculators, so they can play around with their own numbers.
Nice.
I'm finding people enjoy doing that. I never require that they do, because I'm always wanting to help.
Yeah, of course.
Certainly, they can follow up with me after if they prefer.
The tools are there, but you have the knowledge that, you know, in case whatever comes about,
you know,
whatever situation.
Yes. And the other piece about being pre-approved is this, is that when I issue a pre-approval letter, it means I have verified the information that the client has provided. When an application for a mortgage is completed, they're going to enter things like their residence history for 2 years, their employment history for 2 years, their income, you know, what assets they have. And I'm going to review all of that, and then I'm going to do what's called a soft credit pull. So that doesn't have impact on someone's credit score.
That's good.
Which is very good. And then I can verify their income information, because it can be tricky. There's a lot of regulations about how it's calculated. I want to make sure it's done correctly and within the guidelines. So I collect all of that information, and then I issue what's called a verified pre-approval. And that is an important piece for people to know. This tells the seller, so when the person goes to make an offer on a home and they have a verified pre-approval letter, it tells the seller that they are closing on this house. They are getting to the closing table on this property, unless there's something comes up that's out of our hands, like a problem with the appraisal or the property inspection, things that we cannot predict anyway. Yeah. It tells the seller really that they should accept their offer because they are a viable buyer.
Absolutely.
And they've already been approved by the lender.
Exactly.
Which is me. So I love doing that. And then some people, I had one this morning, as a matter of fact, they're making an offer on a house and he's already been pre-approved by me. And so it's a very exciting time for people.
It is. Yeah. Good stuff right there. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, that pre-approval letter is like gold.
It is, absolutely.
Isn't it?
And it can change, too, because, you know, they might find a property that's a higher or lower price, or they might put more or less down.
Yeah.
You know, things change, but I keep all their information and just sort of change as things need.
That sounds good. So how to get in touch with you again?
VTmortgage.com.
All right. Very simple. VTmortgage.com.
Check out it.
Yeah, Lisa DiMonardo is right there for you, and she'll get back to you, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, Lisa. Well, thank you for coming on to the Property Pulse. We appreciate you and all your knowledge of mortgages. I mean, mortgage brokers or what is it?
Fantastic. We're fantastic. That's what we are.
You're fit. Okay. All right.
Brokers are better.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brokers. Yeah. Mortgage broker.
Mortgage
broker.
You're mortgage broker.
Yeah, I appreciate you as a mortgage broker.
Thank you.
All right.
Brokers are better.
They are. All right. You take care of yourselves and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
That's right. Thank you, Tom.
All right. Take care.
Pleasure
Bye-bye.
To be here.
You're welcome. All right. There goes Lisa DiMonardo with Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC. You can check her out at vtmortgage.com with our Property Pulse every single Wednesday at 96.7 TSA FM. Good morning.